Today we look at Psalm 54. And anyone who loves God will discover that there will be times in your life when, for no apparent explainable reason, people who have nothing to do with anything will turn against you. There'll be times when you have not done one thing to someone, but they will do negative things against you. It may happen on your job, it may happen in your school, it may happen in your neighborhood, it may happen in a relationship, and it may even happen at church. If you love God, you can count on the fact that there will be those people who don't like you and actually do deceitful things against you in an attempt to hurt you and destroy you. At such times, you'll feel helpless to stop the attacks, but there's one key thing you can do which those enemies cannot do. You can pray to God for help, and you can expect God will come to your assistance. And that's precisely what this psalm is about. Look at this superscription. This psalm is for the choir director. This psalm has to be publicly communicated. This psalm is to be accompanied with string instruments, musically communicated. This psalm was a maskil. It's designed to give instruction. It was to be carefully studied. This psalm was written by David, and he certainly knew about having enemies. And the psalm was written when the Ziphites came to Saul about David hiding among them. And the Ziphites were a group of people who inhabited a city named Ziph, which was located approximately 4 miles southeast of Hebron. The city was surrounded by a wilderness area, which made it a great place to hide. And twice, for no apparent reason, the Ziphites went to Saul and told him that David was hiding in their vicinity. David had done nothing negative to these people at all, but they certainly were trying to destroy him. And Psalm 54 is written in that context. And this time in Israel's history, you were either on the side of David or you were on the side of Saul. And if you were on the side of David, you were on the side of God. If you were on the side of Saul, you were on the side of the evil one. And David was surrounded by all kinds of people who wanted him gone. There was no way that he could even know all the people involved. But he realized God knew. And one thing David did in such moments of his life was to go to God in prayer. In fact, this is the point of this psalm. When we find we're surrounded by those who are doing and saying negative things about us, we may pray God and expect God to deliver us from trouble and destroy our enemies. And there's some actions that David took in regard to these negative circumstances. He prays to God. Look at verse 1 through 5 here of 54th Psalm. Oh God, save me by your name and vindicate me by your might. Oh God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. They do not seek God before themselves. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, put an end to them. In that first part of that psalm, David prays to God concerning the negative surrounding his life. David makes his request to God, and he asks God to save him. And God's name was on the line in protecting David. David asked God to vindicate him, and God's power was on the line in preserving him and vindicating him. God had chosen David, and the only way he could be vindicated from all those against him would be the power of God. And David asked God to answer him, and God sees all and hears all. And what David is actually saying is this: God, you have a stake in my life, and I need your help. Your name is on the line. People are attacking me, and they're ruining my reputation, and I need your power and help. And in all reality, David is reminding God that his work in his life is on the line. That's apparently something that David learned that could get God's attention. And it's clear that the first thing David does when in difficulty is usually the last thing most of us do. David would always go to God first and pray about things. When we're hurting or under attack, typically the first thing we want to do is talk to other people. David always wanted to talk to God. It's no wonder that he was a man after God's own heart. This is the kind of thing that David would do, go to God in prayer. He states his reasons for his request to God. There's two reasons. Because of the character of his enemies. David's enemies were strangers. The actual word stranger refers to one who has become estranged to the true ways of God. The word literally means to be scattered away or dispersed. So this person has wandered away from God's word and God's ways. These enemies were not in tune with God and are not doing God's will. This word would indicate that they were not even intimately connected to David, but they were his enemies. So here were some people who were never even close to David, who became his enemies. There'll be times when you scratch your head and say, what in the world did I ever do to this person that made them hate me so much? And sometimes the answer is nothing. In those times, one of the best things we can do is pray. And David's enemies were violent. David's enemies had no scruples, and they would use any means, including violent means, to destroy David. Now keep in mind that David had done nothing to instigate this. Satan just raised up this group to turn against David. David's enemies were not God seekers. These people were religious people, but they were not interested in being right with God. They were not led of God in any way. David's enemies sought David's life, but they did not seek the will of God. God's word and his ways were not part of this thought process. Notice that when David gets done saying this, he says, Selah, he wanted God's people to stop and pause and think about this. When you are faithful to God, it's obvious that your enemies are not faithful to God. They aren't interested in God's word or will. Dr. Swindoll said, remember when you are standing for what is right and true and getting kicked in the teeth for it. The energizing power behind it is not God, but remember, you'll always have God on your side. And because of the character of his God, these character traits, God was David's helper. What this means is that God is the one who aids and helps and assists in the sense of even making you strong. What God wants us to realize is that when you pray to me in this context, I will help you and I will strengthen you. God is a present tense God who is able to help and strengthen us in our present tense needs. And God was David's sustainer. It's a very interesting Hebrew word which means to prop up something or someone by resting it on yourself. The purpose here is that God will sustain and hold up one who is in the need of it. God will pay back those evil. What those who do evil do not realize is that it's going to backfire. And God will destroy that evil. Swindoll says this, as I first read verse 5 of Psalm 54, it seemed awfully severe. Surely it doesn't mean what it says, I thought. Surely God wouldn't actually destroy the enemy. I said to myself, how wrong I was. I look up the term destroy in the Hebrew text. Do you know what it actually means? It's taken from the Hebrew word Zamath, which means to exterminate. In fact, the verb appears in this verse in the Hifil stem, causative stem, meaning literally to cause to annihilate. What I'm pointing out is that David is actually declaring by faith that God will cause those who have become his enemies to be totally, completely, thoroughly removed. But I remind you that David doesn't do the removing. God does. And it's so easy under pressure to play God, isn't it? We have thought about the temptation to take our own vengeance before. Romans 12, 17 through 19 warns us against this. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For as written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Living beyond the daily grind of difficult people requires our leaving the vengeance to the one who can handle it best. And we may be assured that God will destroy those evil. David worships God. We see this in verses 6 and 7. With a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. He willfully sacrifices to God. When surrounded by difficulty, keep the focus on God. Keep serving, keep giving, keep faithful. David continually gave thanks to God. Continually give thanks to God, for God is good, and it is a good thing to do. We can always thank God for who he is. Now, as he comes to verse 7, he says, the reason why I give thanks to God is because I have the confidence that God will deliver me from all my trouble, and I will see him take care of my enemies. So these are some thoughts at the end. One, we can always pray for those who have wronged us and commit them to God. Two, we can always look at our enemies and realize God's going to take care of us. He'll settle the score. Number three, we should always maintain a sacrificial worship of God as we wait for his intervention. Four, the fact that God does destroy enemies is a theme that needs to be publicly taught. And five, times of great trouble can lead to times of great triumph.